There you go.
So they got the right shine.
Yeah,
so,
right?
It's right here. At House Funk, yeah.
James, Paul, and Tyrone. All right, gang. This is. Sound check. Sound check. If you guys can hear us clearly, can we just get a quick thumbs up? Quick thumbs up if you guys can hear us clearly. Mic check, 1, 2. Did we get a thumbs up? Mic check, 1, 2. If you can hear us. There you go. I got 2 thumbs up. All right. Well, I got to lose some weight. I'm starting to look chunky in these videos. Y'all know I'm really, like, really buff. The camera put on 27 pounds. So with this gut you see right here, it's all camera. Anyway, gang, we're live. Cigars and Combos live from E Square Cigar Lounge, 3616 Kirkwood Highway, Suite E, as an Empress. We're coming to you live. Tonight I got a great topic. We're going to have a lot of fun. We decided we were going to mix 2 of my favorite things: my love of black love movies and the NCAA tournament. So we're going to have an elimination tournament bracket on the best black love movies of all time. Now, you ladies ready?
Yes.
Okay, here's the best part about it all, is that they don't actually get to decide. Ultimately, you guys get to decide. So we're going to make a passionate argument or a nice debate. And we got a studio audience, too. We're going to let them in. And then you guys put in your comments, you know, who you think should move on to the next round. So we got our Sweet 16. It was very hard, wasn't it?
Very hard. Mm-hmm. It was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah, we worked real, real diligently on this for all of like 33 and a half minutes. I remember I timed it. But we pared it down to the Sweet 16 because we got to put it in a certain time. And then we bracketed them. I'm sorry, we ranked them. And now we have them in brackets. So first of all, I'll go to Boss Lady to my right. Who are you? You can't have a cigar and conversation at E-Square without cigars. What are you smoking?
I am smoking a Java Mint, and I am Boss Lady, aka Quincy. And like I said, I'm smoking a Java Mint and just some iced tea. Nothing to drink right now.
Or so she says.
It's just iced tea. I don't have anything in it.
Okay. So I'm Karen. I'm a deputy mayor. I have a Tabac Especial, a Drew Estate. It's one of my favorites.
That is
a
good one.
I really love this one.
That is a good one.
And I'm drinking something. Just ginger ale.
Ginger ale with grenadine, I think, maybe. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I guess I'm the only one smoking a real cigar here, not this candy shit. But I am smoking a Rocky Patel Vintage 2003 Cameroon. I'm a real big fan of the Rocky's Anniversary Cigar Series cigars. The Cameroon is one of my favorites because, once again, everybody knows me. I'm a medium body to medium plus smoker. Mm-hmm. It's right in my wheelhouse. It's a really good cigar. It's a Toro size. Good burn, good pull. I put a double V cut on it, so I put a cross cut on it today. I was feeling fancy, and it's a really good value for the price. So I'm going to go ahead. I started on it so I can make sure I understood the nuances of it, and I'm going to go ahead and push through with it today. So, hey Lottie, what's going on? Hey Wiggs, what's happening? Hey Shemaine, good to see you. Hey Phil, hey Mark. So now remember, we're going top black love movies. And we want y'all input. We want you to put your comments in. Remember, you guys are the ones that make this thing happen. So, Karen, you ready?
I'm ready.
Boss Lady, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so here we go. Sweet 16 bracket number one is, I'm going to ask y'all, what do y'all think is the number one black love movie of all time? It's okay. Y'all can, y'all, you know how we roll.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Black love.
Number one.
She's gotta have it.
Get out of here.
Okay, I'll take that.
She's gotta have it.
I'm gonna give you, I'm gonna throw this out there.
Go ahead.
Love and basketball.
That's a good one.
Love and basketball.
Right.
Did make the list. Actually, Love and Basketball is the number two seed.
Okay.
Right.
Anybody else? Phil got Lottie Russell. Lottie, Love Jones.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say is Love Jones.
Love Jones is a great. Yeah. See?
He was probably about one, two, or three.
Okay.
Jason's lyrics make the list. Jason lyrics is the number 12 seed.
Right,
that 5-12 matchup.
Ooh.
Okay. For people that don't follow NCAA, 5-12 is one of those tricky matchups. But Lottie, you're right. Love Jones, Kamina, you're right. Love Jones is number one seed.
It
Dougie
is.
Says, Ernest says Christmas. Lottie got Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar came in at number five based upon our panel of experts, which was really just people in the lounge kicking it around.
You have another one?
I got a more recent one.
Okay.
I don't know if it made the list.
Okay. Tell me.
Queen and Slim.
It did make the list.
So what number is Queen and Slim?
Number eight.
AC? Okay.
Yeah,
Queen of Slim is the number eight seed. So we're going to run down the seeds. How about that? We'll go Love and Basketball. I'm sorry, Love Jones number one.
Mm-hmm.
Love and Basketball number two. Claudine number three.
Yeah.
Number four.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Sings the Blues.
Another good one.
Number five. Brown Sugar. Number six. The Best Man. Number seven, The Photograph, snuck up in the top 10.
That's a new one, yeah.
Number eight, Queen and Slim snuck up into the top 10. I didn't think they would be as high.
They did.
Number nine, Something New.
That's my favorite.
Number 10, Stella's Got Her Groove. Number 11, Mahogany. Number 12 seed, Jason's Lyrics.
Right.
Number 13 is Boomerang, a little bit of comedy.
Yeah.
Number 14, I had that. Queen Latifah and the white guy, Just
it
Right.
It's not.
Oh, Steve. You know I got to mess with you, Steve. You know I got to mess with you. And number 15 is The Wood. And last one was The Last Holiday starring Queen Latifah and Common, wasn't it? No, Last Holiday was Queen Latifah. Who was Last Holiday?
LL.
LL.
LL
was Last Holiday?
Yeah.
That shit even made the list.
Stop. It should have. I'm mad that it's 16 Poetic up against
Justice.
That one.
Really? Poetic Justice didn't make it.
Why did I get married? It's not there.
Why did I get married?
No, they didn't make it.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Nor should Deliver Us From Evil make it.
Yeah.
Boomerang made it.
I mean, I thought it was a good movie, but yeah.
I didn't get love story from that.
Right.
I agree.
From Boomerang?
No, not that. No.
Why'd I get married?
Right.
Did anybody see Malcolm and Marie?
I didn't see
the
it.
Black and white show. I didn't see it, but I didn't see the previews.
All right, so let's hop on to it. Love Jones versus The Last Holiday.
Love Jones all day.
Number one versus
six. Yeah. Well, Love Jones, yes, but The Last Holiday is one of my favorites. That's like one of my favorite movies. Quincy and I were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the movie, she writes. Is that the one with Queen Latifah?
I'm not sure. I can't even really tell you about The Last Holiday.
And where she puts her book of book of possibilities, and she's like so excited about all the things that she wants to do, but she never does any of it. I love it.
I can't remember
but
that.
But hands down.
I can't remember.
I know.
Love Jones, and for me, Love Jones is my favorite. I know they're going to be like. So Love Jones came out in 1995, and that's when my oldest daughter was born, Empress. And I was home on leave, so I watched that like over and over and over again. And that's just a favorite of mine. I thought that was a great.
And I was out working my ass off while she was home. I'm sorry, we're getting off track.
Right, we are. All right. Right.
So people, what y'all say? Love Jones or The Last Holiday?
Love Jones.
Love Jones.
Love Jones. Love
right,
Jones.
So right. Wow, it is. Right.
All right. So Love Jones with an easy, right there. Put it right there.
Okay.
With an easy. I'm letting her write because we're tight here.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry for the COVID people. We all took our temperatures before we got started here. All right. Next seed is going to be number 3 seed versus number 4 seed.
Mm.
Claudine, the classic, and Just Right, starring. Oh, the Claudine had James Earl Jones
right.
and Diane
Carroll.
Thank
right.
you. And mm-hmm. Just Right had
Comet,
and Queen Latifah.
Right.
So,
which one?
Love Jones won. All right. So I'm gonna need you guys to go ahead and put your vote in.
Right.
Tell us. Go ahead. Tell us what you think about that matchup.
See, I'm halfway an American, so I'm not really with Claudine. I'm more so of a Jamaican. So Just Right works for me because Common went to FAMU, and I'm a Rattler, and I like Queen Latifah, so that's what I'm going with. I'm
that's
done.
Doing the movie. I respect your allegiance.
Right, right.
I respect
okay.
I firmly disagree.
Okay, you do?
But I respect your allegiance.
You're okay.
So I do disagree with Karen also.
I don't like it.
I like Claudine. And I know a lot of people may not know about that. I think that came out back in the 70s. That's a real old school one, but it was great. It was a single mom. You know, she meets a guy, and he is the trash man, right? And, you know, they fell in love. But back then, when single mom, and then she meets a man, and if he has money, then they want to take her off the system. So it was back and forth with them. But I love that movie. And it was just on maybe about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, so. Shout out, Claudine made all the trash men popular. You know what I mean?
That rock.
Yeah, it gave all the trash
right.
men popularity.
So what
but you got a... So what's your favorite scene from Just Right?
Well, when he goes... Because she acts as his... physical therapist.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. he was really after the cousin, but then once mm-hmm. he couldn't play anymore, the cousin was just like, she didn't really want him.
Right.
So she kind of like brought him back. So just
right.
when they were, there's a scene where they're watching TV and they're like really vibing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like real, because she's real cool. And so they start to bond.
So right. you like that, the therapist?
So I like that, the therapist.
Love story.
The love story.
And what's your favorite scene from Claudine?
Oh, wow. It was a lot, but...
When they was hiding all the stuff when the social worker came.
No.
That's
that
what I like.
Funny.
The social worker came.
That
they took
funny.
The toaster oven, threw it inside the thing, threw the TV in the closet. It was like, I think they even hid the coffee pot, didn't they?
But they hide everything.
They hid everything.
Yeah, the
right.
clock radio.
It was
like, you couldn't have
yeah.
shit. They was like, I'm a social worker. They was hiding everything. So
right.
I know I jumped on you, but that was
no,
my favorite
okay.
scene
yeah.
out of Claudine. So, all right. Claudine looks like it. Oh, Studio Orange. What y'all say? Claudine or Just Right?
Come on, Claudine.
Okay.
All right. Studio audience. And you guys
you
says
know about
Claudine.
Claudine. Okay. Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice, Steve.
All right. next one, Brown Sugar versus Jason's Lyrics. Q, I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, that's tight.
That's a tight match. 5-12. That's 5-12.
I think for me is Brown Sugar.
That's tough.
I didn't care too much for Jason's Lyrics. I know a lot of people did, but I think for me it would be Brown Sugar. So. Karen, your thoughts?
The only thing I can remember about Jason Lyric is, remember the scene when they were in like the field, the flowers.
Making love in the field.
They was like,
Say it again.
Yeah.
The love
scene.
Yeah. Ain't that what we hear? I mean,
Yeah.
So you were. That wasn't better than the when they went up on the desk in the TV shop
though. Oh, with Trish and
Nah.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Shop down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't remember that one.
That's right, they did.
They threw all the TVs to the side.
They did.
It was quite a number of scenes in that.
And at that time, we were younger, so that was hot. Like, I remember that. Like, that's like ingrained in my mind.
But you know what? I'm going to go back on that. What I didn't like is that later on, we found out that wasn't Jay. That was a body double they used in the field.
Mm.
Shout out to the body double because she was banging. But that wasn't even her.
I figured a lot of them were bodies.
Yeah, that was a body double.
Mm-hmm.
So that they get. But you know, go ahead. What you saying?
Movie was the whole when he arranged the date for, and he picked her up on the bus and took her.
That's true. Yeah.
That was dope.
It was. Yeah.
That was dope.
Okay.
Alright, so what
say you?
How
did I break it out like that? I'm kind of confused.
I don't know, but Jason Lyric was good. It had a little bit of urban intensity with it. But King Woodbine played his part, didn't he?
Conflict on both sides. Mm-hmm.
But King Woodbine, he played an integral part to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, did you see Jason's lyrics? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you out personally. We got a nice young gentleman that hangs out with us. He's about two shades over 22, so a lot of these movies he ain't seen yet. But put him on your list, Josh.
Yeah,
I said your name twice. Put him on the list, gentlemen. You know, it'd be something to watch.
Right.
All right, so we got Kamina. Kamina says Jason's lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got a partner.
It was hot.
Dougie say brown sugar.
Wiggs
say brown sugar.
All right, Wiggs.
Kelly say brown sugar.
Okay.
Phil say brown sugar.
Okay.
All right, looks like Brown Sugar
is the winner.
Wins in the fourth quarter over Jason's lyrics. Take dig, baby. All right. The classic 7-9. All right, so this one is the photograph.
Right.
Versus Something New. The photograph had, what's her name?
Issa Rae.
Thank you,
So Issa Rae, Lakeith Stanfield. That was rather new. I think it came out last year. If you haven't seen it, I don't know.
Last year.
And then Something New was
Shania Latham
and the white guy.
Right.
Steve, I'm just messing with you. It was Steve. Steve, he was in that movie.
Something
it was
new.
You.
It wasn't you. Okay. So,
all right.
Something New is one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
And
tell us why.
And I mean, I like the photograph too, but Something, whenever that comes on, I always go to watch it because it's like he helped her discover who she was.
Right.
And so here she is, got the wig, got the weave, doing all this stuff to be who she thinks she should be for her parents or for corporate America. And it took this white guy to come and show her who she was. I love that movie.
She said that to the white guy.
I love it. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, so does Kamina.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Kamina, I hear you, girl. You right with me.
All right. And anybody has anything to say about the photograph?
It was all right.
I like the photograph. I wouldn't say I loved it. I feel kind of the same way about both movies. Neither of the movies, you know what I mean? Neither of them are favorite.
Right.
Solid movies, though. Very solid movies.
Mm-hmm.
The photograph kind of gave me this feeling, kind of like, you know, there was no crescendo, there was no valleys.
Right.
Flatline.
And that's true, and that I agree with you. So even though I've been watching the photograph, because I think it's only been out for about a year or so now, it's not an old movie, but I felt like now it's not that many love movies out. So when I started watching it, I really did like it, but like you said, I wouldn't say I loved it, but I haven't seen a love movie in so long because they just don't make them anymore. So I thought it was a good movie. It was a little slow for me, but I thought it was good.
All right. So Kamina's got something new. Kelly's got the photograph, hands down. Is any other four people that's out there want to add something new? Is this could be the upset? We could be. I got a something new over here. You said something new, didn't you?
No, definitely not something new. Oh, you said
it'd be photograph.
The photograph, right.
Steve, what you got, Steve?
I mean, you know, Simon Baker, baby.
Something new.
Okay.
Something new. All right. No, Phil, we can't put Players Club in there.
No, Phil, no Players Club.
Come on,
that
something
was not
new
a love story, Phil.
The photograph. All right, come on, what you got, Flash?
I like something new.
Boom, I'm glad because I was going to do executive privilege, but I'm not. There you go. Something new, the first upset of the bracket. Something new with the white guy takes out the photograph featuring Issa Rae and whoever the other guy is.
By a hair.
It was a buzzer beater.
It came down to the last possession.
All right. Kelly says, I agree, a little slow, but most of us resist true love out of fear. We should just go with it.
Yeah, I like
the part where she, the debutante ball or whatever it was, she was like, this ain't really me. Yeah, all right. So now, another classic, Stella. She's got her groove back versus the Urban, Bonnie and Clyde, Queen and Slim. What say you guys?
What you got?
I think Stella got a groove back for me. Queen and Slim, we watched that as a family, the girls, myself, and Omar. And I didn't really care too much for that one. I didn't. Queen and Slim. So
Pete, what you say? Queen and Slim or Stella?
I'd probably go with Queen and Slim.
Queen and Slim. All right, Karen. Phil says Stella. Karen, what you got?
Karen says Stella. Okay.
Okay, so why Stella? What makes Stella so compelling to you ladies?
Well, it was back when I was in college. Mm-hmm. I read the book, so it's a little bit more insightful.
Right.
I had more a connection with how Stella got her. I told y'all, because my family's from Jamaica.
Lord of mercy.
Lord of mercy.
But I agree. I think, you know, how Stella got a groove back. Now, I don't know if most of y'all know, I'm just slightly older than Omar. Not that much, but slightly, so I got that connection.
Mentally, you're a lot older. I'm still 19 mentally. So, yeah, that's fair. So I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to need y'all to work with me. Come on, y'all. I need y'all. Right. I need y'all. Stella's a 10, Queen and Slim is an 8. I need y'all. I got another Stella. I keep getting Stella. So Queen and Slim was like Urban. Was like Urban, Bonnie and Clyde.
It was creepy,
remember in the beginning they couldn't stand. She couldn't stand him.
Right.
And then
did you see
the
that
police
one
thing happened? Then he was like, follow her lead. He couldn't stand her. And the more and more they went through the tragedies of life, they started to come together. And that scene in the end was epic. Yeah, I mean, listen.
She caught a body for the boy.
She caught a body, man. She was like, write it down just because she caught a body. You got all these guns, all these police, and she said, I'll never let your hand go.
And it just tied into
the Urban thing.
What's going on right now?
Well, that's true. It did.
You know what I'm saying? Not like Stella didn't at the time, but I might be a little recency bias here. Yeah. I'm going Queen and Slim heavy. That's one of my personal favorites.
I'm Queen and Slim. I got another Queen and Slim.
Come on, let's vote.
I'm losing to the people
online.
I got
let's
two
vote.
Stellas
let's
here.
Vote. Come on. Let's
come
vote.
On. What y'all got? Pete, what you got? Queen and Slim. Bro, what you got?
I have to give a disclaimer. I haven't seen Queen.
Okay, so you have to abstain.
So Stella.
I went with Stella.
Okay. I got a Stella.
Yo, somebody else. I need one more Queen and Slim. Somebody out there.
Put your hand down.
Queen of Slims. Queen of Slims. I got 1, 2, 3. Queen of Slims. Right, I got 4 with Pete. Oh, I got 4 Queen of Slims. I got 1, 2, 3 Stellas.
I think Phil said
Stellas. Damn. Honey Lemon, you let me down. Honey Lemon, you let me down.
Okay, yeah.
God damn. Stellas got a groove.
Stellas
got a groove back. That's another upset. Stellas was a number 10 seed versus a number 8.
I had to go with Stellas. I didn't see Queen.
Right, right.
So I had to go with, but I did like Stella.
Okay.
Yeah. I tried Queen and Slim. I thought that was powerful, and especially with all the undertones of today's socioeconomic strikes that we got.
I like that one.
You know what I mean?
You abstained. You did go for Stella.
You got to abstain then.
No.
All right. I got Willie came through with a Queen of Slim. We're in overtime. Come on. Who we got? Commander says Stella.
All right.
Commander said it first. Willie, my man. Overtime. Queen of Slim. Change that. Queen of Slim with the overtime victory.
Okay.
Willie Jenkins, I don't know who you are, brother, but thank you very much. Woo, I'm sweating like I'm Coach Calipari. No, it's closed. Queen of Slim. Phil said Queen of Slim, too.
And that.
Queen of Slim. We got 2 Phils. We're good looking out. All right, Queen of Slim with the O. All right, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right. Number 11 seed, Mahogany, versus number 6 seed, The Best Man. I'm going to let y'all take this.
Now, that's a hard one. That's a good one.
It's
going
to be tight.
Mahogany's 11, Best Man is the favorite, number 6.
It's tight, ain't it?
I'm not going to lie.
Say it.
Let me say this. When Billy D.
Yes.
reaches his hand,
yes.
he's going to shake my hand.
Right. Yes. That's it. You said it right there, because I was thinking about that.
Yes.
Is that game over?
That's game over.
Half game.
That's the wrap. That's a wrap. That's the flyest joint ever.
Please give me
2
votes for that.
Yeah.
You can tell the people. Come on over here.
Come on over here and tell us why.
Sell your team.
Well, my team is Mahogany.
Okay.
And one of the flyest scenes I ever seen in a movie is when my man William D. Williams, affectionately known as Billy D.
Right.
He stuck his hand out. He said, "You gonna let my hand fall? You gonna shake my hand? You just gonna let it fall off?" Man, I thought that was some of the highest stuff I ever seen in my life.
I want my man to say that to me. And we was little. We ain't had no man. We was like, "Oh."
I only got 1 vote, but if you give him 2, that was some of the flyest player pimp I ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So please give me a Mahogany.
What do people say?
Mahogany.
Mahogany. Phil is saying Mahogany too, and the best man. Come on, make your case, bro. Come on, you know we share the spotlight. Come on, Phil, come make your case, bro. I can't vote. I'm torn. Really, are you? Well, tell the people why you're torn. Come up, tell us why you're torn. Right. Tell us a little bit about both of them. Tell us on the strength of that line itself.
Is probably one of the more classic lines.
Mm-hmm.
Best Man was, in my opinion, it was a lot of things rolled in one, man. The buddy flick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It had a lot in it, man. And I think that a lot of movies now take things from The Best Man. But I can't. It's a tough one.
This is the first tough one of the night.
Yeah, right.
So I can't vote because I need more time, and I know we got time restrictions.
Right.
So I don't think I have enough time to vote on it. But if I gotta go knee jerk reaction, it will probably be my hobby.
Right.
If I gotta go knee jerk reaction.
So you know
I got it.
Okay. All right, come on.
Listen. I'm gonna say like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Mahogany. I'm going to say that from the door.
Okay.
Billy D, one of the coolest cats on
Absolutely,
the planet.
Absolutely, yes.
Right? That's number one. Second thing is, Best Man, right? I don't appreciate, personally, how you let your man... This is personal for me.
Okay. Right?
Not that it's happened to me, but I can't get down with this. You let your man get to the verge of marriage
then
without telling him that you...
smashed his jaw.
Right.
It ain't supposed to go down like that. And because of that, I'm going Mahogany.
I'm going to hop back in. What do people say? Mahogany, Mahogany. What you guys say?
Mahogany.
Put your comments in. Mahogany. What y'all think? I'm just going to say Best Man was cool because of that dynamic. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew it, you know, and of course, the bachelor party was nice. You know, bachelor party gives it another point. It's like, can they? I got Kelly says Mahogany. Phil says Mahogany. Look like Mahogany it is. That's another upset. Mahogany was a number 11 seed. Boy, the upset pool was going on. Steve, I'm sorry. What'd you say, Steve? Mahogany.
Well, I have to abstain. I've only seen Mahogany.
Okay, all you right. Didn't see the Best Man.
Pete, what you say, Pete?
Mahogany.
Yeah. All right, Mahogany and a Runaway. Woo wee, they must have had home judges. All right. The next one, Boomerang, number 13 seed, verse Lady Sings the Blues.
But was that a love story?
Which one, Boomerang? Yeah, it was a comedy.
It was a comedy love
story. Because remember in the end.
Under all that.
Boomerang versus Lady Sings the Blues.
And it kind of came out of nowhere. Because it went from a comedy to.
A love story,
This is like. It developed into something beautiful.
Yeah,
right. So that was a dynamic about that movie that I did.
That's when Halle Berry was at her top too.
Right.
You had Halle, Robin Givens.
Right.
And it wasn't typical Halle.
No, it wasn't.
The weird part.
Yeah.
She wasn't the main vixen in the movie.
Right. She wasn't. Yeah.
All right, people. Are y'all quiet out there? I don't know. What we got? A Boomerang? Or Lady
Boomerang
Sings the Blues.
Now,
Lady Sings the Blues was a classic,
classic.
Now, we did this last night, and nobody brought this up. So, Boomerang last night, Willie, good job, Willie. Boomerang last night, they had took points away from Boomerang because they said that. Now, I don't remember the movie Lady Sings the Blues. That's just the good part. But they were saying he was beating her or something like that. He beat her or something in Boomerang. I mean, Lady Sings the Blues. Did he smack her or something? Or was that Mahogany? Somebody got smacked. Was that Mahogany? Last night we did this. Somebody got, maybe it was Lady Sings the Blues.
Lady Sings the Blues is the one that had, what's his name? No, well, of course, Diana Ross. But,
I want to say it was Billy Dee
Williams
as well.
That's the comedian who died. He was in there too, wasn't he? Richard Pryor. It wasn't Richard Pryor. Yes. Richard Pryor. So I thought that was a good thing because they both had the problem. They both had the drug problem. And right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The Billy Holiday biopic.
Right.
Yeah. So that definitely was another one where he said he definitely smacked her up.
I seen the Billy Holiday joint.
Oh,
that was awesome.
So that's another one that kind of worked in some of the social economic social stuff that was going on in the time. What'd you say, Steve?
I got a Boomerang. I
would have
called, but they didn't have a phone on the plane.
All right, Honey Lemon. Honey says Boomerang.
Okay.
Bailey says Boomerang. Bomar says Boomerang. Willie. Woo! Boomerang, another upset. A 13 seed knocks out a classic. Lady Sings the Blues. Phil says Lady Sings got to go with the early love story movies. Without them, we wouldn't have the newer ones.
True.
Most of them are bases of a foundation.
Right. They are.
Absolutely.
Right.
There's nothing original nowadays. Everything is a remake or a stolen storyline. Mm-hmm. But, all right, the Boomerang came over Lady Sings the Blues. And the number 2 seed, Love and Basketball versus
The Wood.
Love and basketball is everything.
Its weakest aspect is up against probably one of the strongest schemes.
Yes.
Bad matchup.
The Wood was like a coming of age movie. They kept flashing back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Phil says Loving Basketball.
Loving Basketball is a classic.
Yeah.
Alright, what say you guys? Alright, Loving Basketball
seems
to be
against Loving Basketball, man.
Let me see. I'm going to call out some people. Honey Lemon, what you say? Willie Jenkins, what you say? Kelly, you still with us? What you say, Miss Sharp? I got Loving Basketball. Quan A, good to see you. Thanks for joining us. Loving Basketball. What a landslide. They blew them out. It was over by the second half. It was over at halftime.
Change this category. Who takes that?
Yeah.
Who takes it? I'm telling you,
man,
change that category.
The Wood was like Michigan, 5 All-Stars. They just couldn't play together. They couldn't beat the veteran squad. They couldn't beat the veteran squad. All right, here we go. Next matchup. So now we into the final eight. What they call it? The Elite Eight. Elite Eight, everybody. Love Jones versus Claudine.
Love Jones for me. Because I'm a Jonesy. I was away on campus, and they should show movies Tuesday and Wednesday nights. This was the Tuesday night movie, so when it came on, you can hear a pin drop through the whole campus. Everybody watched Love Jones.
Yeah, I agree.
And at the time, there was a movement, a starting movement for like spoken word.
Right, it was, right.
So not only did it do a lot for Love,
right,
it did a lot to me from what I see.
I agree.
From where I'm standing, it did a lot for the spoken word and the poetry set as well.
Right, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I mean, it's cool to kick a fly line to your lady, but then if you get up and kick a whole poem about your lady, I'm not sure you're going home by yourself.
Love Jones, girl. The only thing about Love Jones, like I can say, and I know it's clearly great win. Everybody's saying Love Jones, but my job is to show the other side of the coin. Is that, who was the comedian from Jersey that drove the curse? Bill Bellamy in it. They take two points off.
The hell's wrong?
we saw analytics. I know I'm gonna get off with some of the ladies, but with the brothers, when we talk analytics, I can't even say it. Analytics. When we talk analytics, Bill Bellamy was a minus on the floor, man. Bill was a minus. He was a turnover. He was a turnover.
He was like, man, you tripping.
Listen.
he played his role.
Bill Bellamy was a Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons is a plus. All right. So we got Love Jones. All right, Love Jones be caught. The trash man, come on, man. It was a love story.
No,
it was a struggle.
Like I said, that's what I'm seeing.
Love Jones right now dominant.
Right.
They win in the early third quarter. All right, next one is Brown Sugar versus Something New.
That's a hard one.
Brown Sugar, once again, that had the hip-hop influence. So, Karen, you first. Go ahead.
So, again, I'm with Something New. That's one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
what do you think is better than Brown Sugar, though?
It's just a different kind of thing. They're different. It's like apples and oranges.
So I agree with you, Karen, but I agree with you on Something New because it let her know as a sister that to be plain and not all made up, hair down her back, feel good about herself.
Exactly.
So I like that.
I got anybody else? Pete, what you say, Pete?
I never saw someone. Who's in Something New?
and a bunch of other people.
And the white guy. Steve
was in there.
Steve was in there.
Steve on Brown Sugar.
How come we never nominated Jungle Fever?
Man, that was too much going on. Spike had like three movies wrapped into one.
Oh, yeah.
You had the drug thing with Jungle Fever. You had the love thing. You had the church thing. It was like 16 movies rolled into one. All right, and
something
you guys,
new for me.
Honey Lemon says something new.
That's right, Honey Lemon. Something
I got,
new.
I don't know, and it looks like Kamina says, Love Jones.
No, she in the wrong line.
Brown
Sugar. Oh.
Wait, slow down. Okay. Let me handle this. I'm looking at the recent comments. Brown Sugar, something new. Brown Sugar. All right, so we got Brown Sugar. Kamina, that ain't right. That ain't right. She's trying to pair up with y'all. She's trying to pair up with y'all. She put something new. She's trying to pair up with y'all.
What's wrong with that? We ain't saying nothing when y'all was yelling with.
Right.
What was that?
All right, let me see. I got something brown. Right, look, right there. One, two, I ain't cheating. Three browns and two something new.
We a love movie.
Brown Sugar it is.
No.
Brown Sugar it is.
I need some help.
Brown Sugar.
No, not yet. I need some help.
She's taking the TV time out. She's trying to get her people.
I need some help.
She's trying to get her people.
That was,
what else do you remember about Brown Sugar besides the music? Remember, this is a
love story. Exactly. Love story. Come on, y'all.
Brown Sugar.
Something new.
East tried to. Nah, that ain't fair. She's trying to extend the boundary.
Oh, that's right, East. That's right.
I know. She's trying to go to something new.
No,
Brown Sugar. My boy,
no.
Brown Sugar.
No.
There you go.
No.
Executive.
No.
Go ahead, man. Listen,
go ahead. All right. Go ahead. Tell us.
I'm a huge proponent of the theme. The theme is love movies. Okay. You know what I mean? I'm not sure I remember anything classic in terms of a love scene. They had a nice moment at the very end, so we got to wait to the very end for that. I just don't think that movie didn't have anything classic.
They were angry with each other the whole movie.
They were.
In
other movies, people, Queen and Slim, they're angry at each other damn near the whole movie, but there's classic parts about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no classic scene in that movie. Besides the Hip Hop Dalmatians. And Phil comes at the end. Brown Sugar. There it is. Brown Sugar. Okay. Mina, you already said vote. Don't try to vote twice, Latte. Don't be trying to vote twice, Latte.
That's a tie. That was a tie.
Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar.
That one was a tie.
Brown Sugar it was. All
right now, y'all. All right. It's really getting rain. Get.
All right, so next we got... We got Queen and Slim versus the best. Was it Mahogany? Best Man beat Mahogany.
No.
Mahogany. Queen and Slim, once again, the urban strife flick versus the classic Mahogany. Cue you first.
Well, for me, Mahogany all day. Like I said, I didn't care too much for Queens.
I need you to say the line again.
Shake my hand.
And you can mess it.
You're like this.
Exactly. I'm not even a woman.
Right.
But I think I can maybe empathize.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, my stars. Did he just say that? I'm looking for the perfect. I'm looking for the perfect. Well, I was looking for the perfect place to look. You know, to say that line.
Right.
I've been married now 19 years. I ain't get to use it on my wife.
Right.
But that line right there, you're going to shake my hand, you're going to just let it fall off. I said, man, I thought that was some of the flyest pimp player.
Plus, Billy D. It's hard to go against Billy D.
Yeah, it is hard.
Queen and Slim, to me, the whole entire story.
Billy D.
I just like the whole development of the movie.
The plot development, yes.
They went from hating each other, man, to dying for each other.
Yeah, they was at dinner, and he was like, why did you decide to go out with me? She was like, I looked at your profile pic, and you look sad. I lost a case today, and I just didn't want to eat alone. She was killing him at the beginning. She was like, I really don't like you.
Right.
I lost a case. I'm lonely. Your profile pic, which once again talks to what's going on now, online dating.
Right.
You look sad. Didn't like him because he chewed with his mouth open.
The development of their love, man, to me, it was crafted nicely along their ride together, man. through tragedy. I loved it, man.
Plus, her uncle was
Omar
the man.
Loved
her
it
uncle
too.
Was yeah. the man. And no, come on, he would buy it again. He played that role.
You look at that dynamic in terms of, you know, what that's labeled as in terms of love, and then what they're dealing with. The different dynamics. So, man, I just.
All right, so I'm gonna throw, and I'm gonna let you guys go, but I'm gonna throw a moment here in it. The uncle, and I didn't know this. Somebody had said it here at the lounge. I was like, that can't be true. But you know, the ladies that was with the uncle, his women,
right?
They was men.
Oh,
yes.
I don't know that.
I'm sorry.
Was a man.
Record scratch. I'm sorry. I thought you said his women were men.
Was a man. Yes.
That's what
in
he
what,
said.
In what term, like? They were the men in a relationship?
No, they were men.
It was
playing as women.
Wow.
TS, I think, or something. Or maybe she had the full thing. But they said the skinny, light-skinned one with the curly hair,
is
the
that
one that
confirmed?
Was braiding her hair, taking her hair out, said...
Confirmed. I'm going to change my vote.
So,
don't
once
do
again...
That. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Let's we can Google it.
Let's
somebody please
that.
Google that. They said that... Then somebody said that, and I was like, no. I haven't looked at it again.
Well, let me say this, though.
So that's groundbreaking in a sense. Go ahead.
That's true.
Yeah. There you
that
go.
Was a, no, I'm yeah. saying, but
I respect that.
But what I'm saying is that it kind of, once that. Again, it was bringing in,
right. That's
bringing in some.
Two
yeah. He said that's too current.
Because
somebody, so.
It's not as if that was, we knew that in the movie and that
right.
was the role that they were playing.
Right.
They so, were quote unquote cast as women.
They
so,
were.
Okay.
They were.
You know,
so
that I don't know. I don't
so Miss Sharps, Miss Sharp says clarify. So this, what we're talking about is when she went to visit her uncle in New Orleans and he had the three women that
them.
Was living right. with him. The one that was saying he ain't shit out there, but he a king in here. When she was unbraiding her hair, they said that's a man. They said that's a man. Yeah, so because somebody, I'm going to let you guys go and Google that. Tell. I don't have a problem with it either way because
mm-hmm.
I was fooled.
I, was
I got to go back and read. Now I'm going to look for the Adam's apple when
right.
I see it
right.
again, but I'm just saying. That,
you
that,
need something else to look at.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
8 years old when I found
today
out.
Today years old.
It was today
wow.
years old. I could yeah. be wrong. Somebody Google that while y'all out there. Y'all got, y'all on the phone. Don't disconnect and Google it. Can y'all Google it while y'all watching us and let us know. All
right,
so right. I'm getting off track.
Nah,
where were we at? We
so,
were at Queen Stella and Group.
No.
Versus, no, we were at
Queen
and Slim and versus
Mahogany.
No, we, yeah, Queen
yeah.
and Slim versus Mahogany.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get away.
All right, what y'all say? Phil got Queen of Slim. Yes, Mina says it. Yes, she's on Pose. Whatever
okay.
Pose
oh,
is,
yeah, that
that's
show
a man.
It is a show, yeah.
Okay. Yes,
so yes,
that
that's a man.
Very progressive.
I didn't notify that. I didn't know it either, but somebody else has said it.
Right.
So, I got a Queen of Slim. Come on, y'all. Don't let that color y'all judgment. Remember, we're all inclusive here at E-Squared. All inclusive. Got quiet as shit all of a sudden, didn't it?
Mahogany for me. Mahogany.
We all going back looking at the movie like, wait a minute.
Well, ladies, as the co-host, what are you at?
Mahogany.
I got Mahogany. Steve?
I got to abstain. I haven't seen Queen of Slim.
Okay.
If I had to, Mahogany.
Thank you.
Right. We
thank
had a Queen of Slim. It's all right. I still was on Queen of Slim. I was on Queen of Slim.
Mahogany.
All right. Mahogany. Mahogany moves forward. It was a tough battle.
Very tough. Yep. Man, that's tough.
Listen, they was like, that woman in the paint looked kind of big. She beasting on everybody. All right, Mahogany beats Queen and Slim. And now we got
Boomerang
versus Love and Basketball.
Hands down. Are y'all, you saying shush?
No.
Boomerang versus Love and Basketball. I'm a shut up because I've been talking too much. I'm gonna let y'all go ahead.
Now what? That's not hands down.
Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball.
So two Love and Basketball.
Right. Love
What's
and Basketball.
Up? What you got?
Boomerang versus Love and Basketball.
Yeah. What y'all got?
Boomerang personal favorite, but I got
Boomerang. I think Boomerang has more replay value. Than Love and Basketball, in my opinion.
No.
You can watch Boomerang 150,000 times.
But again, it's a personal favorite.
Yeah, me too. Mine too.
But I gotta go. It's love stories. I gotta go Love and Basketball.
Yeah, but right. You can watch Love and Basketball.
I mean, Love and Basketball.
Boomerang's got humor. You got Mark Torrance.
Love and Basketball, they fell in love as little kids. They grew up together, you know. They split because for a minute he was going to marry somebody else. And he realized. No, he didn't. No, he didn't marry her. Right, right, right. Just engaged.
We talking about at that time.
At their height?
Yes.
It's not even a question.
No, it's not
a question. We not looking, but P, stop, right? Because you talking about what the woman looked like now.
We're talking about the show.
Ladies, let me cast this question.
Okay.
Which movie had the better love scene?
Love and Basketball. Yes. Love and Basketball. Okay, the scene when they came home from the prom. Remember when they found out they both was accepted into the same college?
Right.
When they went in the room and she was like, "Don't hurt me." And I know it might not be exactly like that, but that was right, exactly.
I'm about to watch this shit again. Alright, let me see. The people says Love and Basketball. Bobby Bryant, it was Love and Basketball versus Boomerang. Now Boomerang, and I'm going to say this, Love and Basketball won, but I throw my two cents. What I liked about Boomerang was, remember in the beginning, Eddie thought he was the pimp, and she pimped him.
Yeah,
remember,
that's
he was
true.
Sitting there like, I feel like a piece of meat.
Right.
She pimped him. Yeah, left a couple dollars on the nightstand for him. Yeah, left a couple dollars on the nightstand for him. You know what I mean? She straight pimped him out, you know? So they reversed the roles in Love and Boomerang.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Right.
And now he chasing her, talking about, "You ain't called me back," and none of that. Then she come, break him off, leave again. So, but all right. Then the faint, all right, I'm going to leave. So, Love and Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute, Boomerang.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go back. Best line from Boomerang.
Oh man, you gotta coordinate.
We gotta coordinate.
I was thinking,
love should have brought your ass home last night.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the meat and bone, you know, the temp, boom. Yeah, that's spawned a whole song.
Yeah,
love should have brought your ass home.
She had that whole little speech. I might not have hair weaved all down.
Right.
And all this and that. But I got a heart.
Alright, so we're going to the people. Bob says Boomerang. I got Love and Basketball. Oh my gosh. Please don't tell me we dropped it again. Oh no, okay, no, I got it. Boomerang, great love story. Alright, looks like Love and Basketball move forward.
Classic love scenes in that love movie that were categorized.
Yes.
All right, Love and Basketball. Man, I was feeling Boomerang, though.
They're great sex.
I really like Love and Basketball.
Great movie. I mean, both of them were good. Both of them are great movies. Both of them are great movies, so, yeah.
All right, you ready?
All right, so now we're down to the final four.
People out there, what y'all think? Yo, what y'all think? We good? Everybody still locked and loaded. Thank y'all for hanging in there with us.
We down to the final four. The lower seed goes first.
Okay.
Love and Basketball versus Mahogany. You know what? I'm going to switch positions. Go ahead, Phil. You moderate that.
That's a tough one.
That one is a tough one.
Are y'all going to use the line again?
That's a tough one. Come on.
You tell us the line again? Come on.
You got to get on the line.
Come on.
You can't keep having the same line.
Yes. Come on. That's right. Come on.
Let me reiterate the fact.
Absolutely.
I thought that was some of the flyest. Maybe the flyest player pimp line I've seen in a movie.
Right.
To really get the number one prize. I ain't going to say prize. Excuse me, ladies. The number one, whatever you want to call it out there. You're going to shake my hand and you're just going to let it fall off.
Man! I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
That was everything.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm of a certain age. If you can come across like that,
right?
To me, that translates to any era, any age,
yes.
Anybody. If you a woman,
yes,
who has self-esteem,
yes,
who has a certain light about herself,
right?
That is almost the one thing. You want somebody to say to you after you've necessarily played your hand, you want somebody to say that to you. Now, I'm not a woman, but I know a lot of women after they said, I'm going to play it tough because I've seen this before, but this particular line hasn't came at me. I don't know. Now, please, somebody take over, but somebody shake somebody's hand.
We all know how talk shows go, right? Sports talk. Even if you disagree, you got to present the other side.
Right.
Make a compelling argument for the people out there on the other side.
Love and Basketball.
We are talking about Love and Basketball, which, number one, coming of age story.
Right.
Okay. Mm. They drive the point home that these two people, the suspense between them two getting together drives the entire movie.
Yes.
And they didn't get together. They went through multiple different partners.
Yeah, right.
But it's still, the love was still there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Through everything. Through injuries, professional development, everything.
Right. Family crisis.
Mm-hmm. Everything. And not to mention that, folks, we still have a movie that delivered classic love scenes.
Absolutely.
Classic.
Absolutely.
Love scenes. Classic. Let's not forget that. Classic love scenes. And not to mention, did the end tug at your heartstrings when she's the professional?
Right. Absolutely.
And he's in the crowd.
Yes. Yes.
Holding the baby.
Yes. I also want to say this.
He was supporting his nation.
He made a very, very compelling point about how when women, please do, with her jersey on.
Yeah,
with her jersey on.
That was everything.
But when you've been a woman who's been chased all your life, when you've been a woman who's had your pick. You know, I can play the role of picking who I
was. Yes. Right.
When you've been through the game, when you've been through the runaround of life, and you as a woman are now sitting at the top, when you meet a man who can actually, quote unquote, put you in a place.
Right.
That is one of the biggest love stories that I can see in my life. Even though that gentleman, Quincy McCall, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, exactly.
Showed up with the uni, with the child. When you have a woman who has been through.
All right, your time is up.
You have two women that have been through. And now you've met someone. Oh, now I am now inspired. Please tell me. Shake his hand.
I agree.
So I got Love and Basketball winning right now. What's up, Coach? Two compelling arguments. You got Steve, what you say? Love and Basketball
or
Mahogany.
Yes, Mahogany.
I gotta use school, Mahogany. I'm sorry, Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball. Pete, what'd you say, Pete?
Love and Basketball.
Yeah.
Chris, Coach, what'd you say, Love and Basketball or Mahogany? Better love movie.
Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball. Love and Basketball made it to the finals. All right, here we go. The other part of the Final Four bracket.
Love Jones. And Brown Sugar. Hands down. Yeah, me either.
Well,
how
this movie made it
this far? Matchups.
Yeah, it's what they go. Yeah.
Asking me. Do we have to stand on ceremony here?
No, we don't. That's just the way to see it. Listen, wait. Let me pause up. Hold it.
Okay.
Brown Sugar was the number 5 seed. That was that 5-12 matchup. They won. They've been playing.
They
was playing the WAC conference. The Western Athletic Conference. So, you make the... everybody's coming up with Love Jones already. You make the... Who you like? Love Jones?
Yes.
So, I'm going to make you flip it. You make the argument for Brown Sugar. Make the Brown Sugar argument.
Is that your boy, Tay
Diggs? Over here
talking
about he loved Brown Sugar.
All right, we got him.
He might got an argument. He wanted,
but I ain't got an argument.
Y'all have one.
Coach, you ain't got an argument?
Coach, come take my argument for me.
Help me.
I need some assistance. Nessa, Love Jones.
All right, I'm going to take the Brown Sugar. I'm going to take the Brown Sugar. I know who you are, Love Jones.
Right, you know I am.
I'm going to take the Brown Sugar argument. All right, so Brown Sugar... you know, once again, it was more of a urban, more recent, you know what I mean, hip-hop. He was supposed to be married to somebody else. It was similar to the other movie where he was matched up with the wrong person.
Right,
his true love was always there as his bestie, but they was afraid to pull the trigger and make the commitment. They finally get together at the behest of Queen Latifah. Remember, she's like, that's your man up there. That's your man up there. You better say something. That's a classic scene, right? And you got to add the reason why I like Brown Sugar, and I'm a Brown Sugar voter, is the hip-hop scene. Because remember, it wasn't when you love me. It was when did you fall in love with hip-hop.
You're right.
You know, that's strong. That's strong right there. Which ties into the rap, and then we all grew up in the rap era, so it had the rap hip hop angle, which kind of, and then the rap hip hop angle was real rap,
right,
versus this garbage, funky Dalmatian rap, right? So you got the rap, real rap versus funky Dalmatian, afraid to pull the trigger, even though they was destined for each other, and then at the end. Wind up. Plus, his wife cheated on him. Now, that was classic. He was like, I'm drinking. You're paying for this shit. Remember? He was like, order me the best. We're celebrating my divorce. Mm-hmm. So that's my argument for Love and Basketball.
Brown Sugar. Right.
That's my argument for Brown. Come on, I need some Brown Sugar people. You people out there, remember, we go off of what y'all do. We go off of what y'all say. We got any... I got Love Jones. Rin Tin Tin. Love Jones. Damn, I can't get one Brown Sugar. I get one just to make me feel better?
No, sir.
No.
Right. Coach was on Brown Sugar, right? No. Coach, wasn't you on Brown Sugar?
Yeah, he said.
I got two Brown Sugars. Is there another one? Is there one?
Can I get
just one? Just raise your hand. Is there one? Uh-huh. Is there one?
Can you walk your neighbor down the aisle?
Just walk your neighbor.
It's over, bro.
Just slip your hand up.
Damn. Got my throat cut off in the Final Four.
Hey, man, Brown Sugar made it to the Final Four.
All right. Love Jones it is. Love Jones it is.
All right.
Damn, Kelly, Miss Sharp, I thought you would have rocked with me.
Nope.
All right. So we at the finals.
So here we go.
Oh, wow.
What y'all think so far? Good exercise or just a...
Okay.
Absolutely. A lot of love in the finals.
A lot of love in the finals. The finals is Love Jones versus Love and Basketball.
Right.
The classic, the originator versus the new Jack. Pete, come on up and make your argument, Pete.
Come on, make your argument, man. Whatever you believe in.
Love Jones,
whatever you
love Jones, love Love and Basketball.
You got Love Jones versus Love and Basketball. Right.
Which one you think?
Make your argument, brother.
Come on, Pete. Tell us what you think.
I'm going to have to go Love Jones on this one. Yeah, I got to go Love Jones. Mm-hmm. I think Love Jones is the prototype that a lot of other movies like that have used as a script to follow behind.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Not only that, the soundtrack was a 10 out of 10.
Oh. And 10 out of
10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. And I think the chemistry between Omar Epps and Nia Long was genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could really tell that they had a connection on the set Friday. And that's back when Nia Long was right off her Friday high.
Right.
And then she went right into the Love Jones thing. So that's back when Nia was Nia.
Right.
Well, she's still Nia, but, you know, that's back when Nia was Nia with a capital N.
Still
so, you know, I'd probably go Love Jones for that.
I need somebody to give me an argument for the other side.
Love and Basketball.
Kind of quiet.
All right, come on, Love and Basketball.
I mean, I'm going to have a rebuttal. I'm taking a seat.
I've already given my Love and Basketball.
Always say, when I look at Mahogany, since I got older, I started looking at it from a female's perspective. And I would like to say that having a poem written about you is awesome.
Okay. All right.
It's awesome.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But when you have...
No, it's Love and Basketball. These are the two last ones.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you have someone that says they want to play a basketball against you. Basketball game against you.
That was like everything.
That's awesome.
Or play for your love.
Let's play for your love.
Yes, right. I love it.
The thing play that I don't necessarily
heart.
Think.
Play for your heart.
Play for your heart. But when I see women wanting what they want from men, I necessarily see they want what Billy D was giving up in Mahogany.
They keep going back to Mahogany. Mahogany.
I'm sorry. So when it comes to Love and Basketball, you have these people who've had a love
connection,
connection for, I would say, decades.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And to have someone to say, I'll play you for your heart, that means so very much.
Right.
And to me, that's kind of on the level of, you're going to shake my hand, you're going to let it fall in love. I mean, because when I'm thinking of women, I haven't been a woman ever, but when I'm thinking from a woman's perspective.
Still love that you had, bro.
All inclusive here.
Right, all inclusive.
Right.
But when I hear what women want from people.
Right.
I hear they want more of a Love and Basketball sort of kind of relationship as opposed to a Love Jones relationship.
Okay.
That relationship, I identified you long before we got to the point of love and all these things. I already loved you before we even could get to the I love you, you love me part.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when that comes to Quincy McCall and Sanaa Lathan, woo! I know I got a Jones on my right leg.
Right.
Down to get with your thigh. That's a heavy line.
That's heavy.
But to play from my heart probably is much more heavy.
All right. Thank you. Wait a minute. Let me ask.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's add on top of that nice vanilla sundae the fact that it had the quintessential happy ending. They got married.
Yeah.
Had kids.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's full circle love.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
That's full circle love. They got married. Had kids. This wasn't just about sex. This was love. They got married. Had kids. Complete happy end. You got everything. Tragedy, everything wrapped all in one.
Right.
Come on, man.
See, I got a game show though, but I need some music in order to do that.
there's one song on the Love Jones soundtrack, that Duke Ellington song, that shut all that down.
Well, I'll say this about Love Jones. Love Jones soundtrack outlived the movie to this day.
Right.
I had that CD in my car for like three different versions of my vehicle.
Right.
When I turned the car in, I had to make sure the CD was there. Like a penny with a hole in it. All right, let's see. I got Kelly says chemistry is everything. Who you voting for? Phil got Love and Bad. This is a tough final.
Yeah.
I mean, you got. I'm sorry, I didn't give y'all ladies the time. What do you say? What do you say, Karen? Go ahead.
Love and Basketball.
Tell us why.
He said it. I'm gonna play for your heart. Play for your heart.
What'd you say, Q?
Well, this one is hard, but I'm gonna go with Love Jones. Because at the end, remember at the end when they met, it was raining and she did her thing and she didn't think he was there in the audience listening to her do her poem. And then when she was about to leave, he was like, Mia, right? Her name was Mia in there, right? Mia. He was like, Mia, right? So when they came over and they started kissing and he was like, and so he's like, I don't care how we do this. I want to be with you. You know what I mean? So I just thought, for me, Love Jones was the one for me. But this one is hard because Love and Basketball, these are two movies, whenever they come on, if I'm home, I will watch them.
All right, so let me ask a question. Like, when these two movies come on, which one do you stop and you watch? You'd be like, I got to go to the doctor at 11:30. It's 10:30. I got to shower and get ready. Which one do you stop and you wait till 5 minutes before you leave and walk out the house?
It's both of them for me. Yeah.
Boomerang
for
Steve,
you.
Steve, which one you stop, Steve?
I would say
Love and Basketball.
I'm probably going to hear my song.
Which one do you stop at? Come on. Mina, where you at? Nessa,
Love and Basketball.
Where you at? You got to pick one. Which one do you say, I got to wait till the last minute? I'm at the drive 80 miles an hour, but I got to keep watching this.
I will say this, though. I think Love and Basketball is my pick. But Love Jones is number two.
Right.
And if I hear my song,
you watching it?
Hopeless.
Right.
That's why I'm watching it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kelly's got Love Jones.
Right.
All right, so I'm going Love Jones. I'm going Love Jones. Q is Love Jones. Karen, where you at?
Love and Basketball.
I got Love and Basketball. I got three Love Jones. I got Love and Basketball. Love and Basketball. Steve said Love and Basketball. I'm 3-3.
One, two, three, four, five.
I
got five.
I'm Love Jones.
He got Love Jones. That's four. Wait, ain't that many people here?
Love Jones got five in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
God damn, y'all. Nessa, I know you picked it because you just played basketball in high school. That's what it is. All right, and Love and Basketball with the upset. Hey. I can't believe that. Love and Basketball is the number one black love movie based upon all of our family and friends here at E Square and online. I think you got, Bobby says, the greatest love story is always the Mac. We're going to come up with, next one would be black exploitation films. That's a whole different angle. I might let y'all handle that.
Right.
But, you know, we certainly want to thank you guys for being a part of this. Steve, thank you for being a designated white man.
Yes.
We love you. Shout out to the designated white brother. Pete, thank you, brother. Ladies, thank you. All you guys out there, thank y'all for joining in. Shout out to Stone. Stone, I saw you earlier. I didn't get to mention you. Hopefully, still alive. But Stone has his own podcast. Make sure you get a chance. You check that out. Fire and Ice podcast will be immediately after this. And the big question that they're going to be debating, is it okay for a man to sing a woman's verses on love on music? So is it okay for me to sing Mary J. Blige music in front of everybody? Not in the car, not in the bathroom, but in front of everybody. So you guys can tune in to Fire and Ice. They just put their thing in here. They'll be coming up in about 15 minutes. But so what did you think, Q?
I loved it. Because, you know, I love movies. And we always have like family night sometime, me, Omar, and the girls. And I'm always upset. because they always picking some damn fighting movie or some, you know, scientific type thing, and I fall asleep.
We like assassin movies.
I fall asleep.
Household.
But if you give
Born
me
Identity, shit like that,
a love movie, I stay awake the whole 2 hours. Down there.
All right. I'm 45. You still sleep at the end. Karen, what you think, Karen?
I thought it was great. I love the audience participation. Thank you guys.
Yes.
Good. Yeah. All right. So just to let y'all know, we dry ran this last night. I had about 6 people here in the lounge, 2 women, 4 men, so the odds was different. And Love Jones got upset in the semifinals against Brown Sugar. And Brown Sugar went against Mahogany, and Mahogany won last night.
Oh, Mahogany.
So I'm sure if you have a different group, it'll be different people every time.
Right.
But tonight was the official, and to my dismay, my movie lost, Loving Basketball. So we want to thank you guys. We're going to close by saying, let you know, to this Saturday, shameless plug, is the birthday turn up. So if it's your birthday, we've been shut down by the state. If you haven't celebrated your birthday since January and you want to come and turn up, give us a call, 302-543-5517. You can reserve your pod. We got DJ Sonic. He's back, coming down from PA to burn for us. We got bottle service now. Come on in. Yes, sir. We still growing, people. We got bottle service available now. DJ Sonic, and of course, that E Square love that can't be matched. You can have better furniture than us. You can have prettier people. Well, you can't have prettier people. I got
That's
the prettier
right.
people. You can have better furniture than us.
That's right.
You can have a better, more cigars than us, but you'll never be able to match that E Square mojo that we got. And it's not because of me, because if it was up to me, it would be fucked up. It's because of all these people that you guys can't see that participated tonight. So if no one told you they love you,
what? Tell your goddamn self.
Tell your goddamn self.
It means so much more. Mm-hmm. Peace.